We begin today with tennis and the news that the Czech women's team have reached the final of the Fed Cup for the fifth time in 6 years. That's after edging Switzerland 3-2 in matches in Lucerne at the weekend. Sunday started with Karolina Plíšková easing past Tomáš Baščinský 6-4, 6-2 to put the Czechs 2-1 up. However, world number 129 Victoria Golubic produced a comeback to beat Barbora Strýcová 3-6, 7-6, 6-1 and bring the tie down to the doubles. And in the final rubber, Plíšková and Lucia Hradecká overcame Golubic and Martina Hingis 6-2, 6-2 in exactly 1 hour to secure an eighth consecutive tie victory for the Czechs. Speaking to the Fed Cup website afterwards, Plíšková said the team's vast experience had stood them in good stead.
Definitely was an advantage for us that we played so many times, and even Lucy and me, we played also both deciding doubles already, and we won, so we knew how difficult it is, and just really also happy that we made it.
And the Czech Republic will face France in France in the final in mid-November. Football and Victoria Pilsen have their defence of the Czech league title more or less wrapped up with 5 rounds to go. So says Zdeněk Šťastný, manager of the West Bohemians' closest challenger Sparta Prague, after the latter dropped 2 points in a 2-2 draw at Bohemians 1905 at the weekend. The Prague side may have played one fewer match, but they're now a full 11 points behind Pilsen, who beat Brno 2-1 on Saturday for their 14th successive victory. Sparta are due to play their game in hand against Dukla on Wednesday night, but Šťastný says the result is now unlikely to impact the title race.
I can't call it a complication. In fact, you could say it's decided. Naturally, we had a great desire to win here and to win our game in hand at Dukla and then beat Plzeň at home. We still aim to win the latter two games, but with regard to the title, it appears to be lost.
Ice hockey, and in the finals of the Extraliga playoffs, regular season winners Liberec and runners-up Sparta Prague are tied 1-1 on games after the opening two at the latter's arena. The hosts lost the opener 1-3 on Thursday before winning game two the following evening 4-2. The series moves on to Prague on Monday evening, that's after the recording of this programme. Finally, floorball and Chodov have become Czech champions. The Prague club broke a 22-year monopoly held by Střešovice and Vítkovice to become the third ever winners of the competition. Over 12,000 fans turned out for the weekend's final at Prague's O2 Arena, setting a new record. And that's all the sports news for today.